Good morning, Delaware. It's a wonderful Friday.
It really is.
If you are watching on Facebook, which I hope you are, I have a little bunny friend with me today.
Yes.
This is just, her name is simply Bunny, and she is my daughter's, and my daughter had school off today, and she was hoping to see her bunny on the radio, so.
Aw, well, I hope she is enjoying every second of it, because Bunny is playing a very big role today.
I know. She's going to be, she said she wanted to hear her on the radio. I said, I didn't know she talked.
Oh, I know. I'm excited to hear her, too.
I know, right? Well, if you listen very closely, you maybe will hear.
Very soft voice.
Very soft voice, yeah, because she whispers in Wynn's ear, too. She goes, oh, okay.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. See, so Bunny is getting her Facebook and her radio debut this morning. So we are excited today. We are celebrating the first anniversary of our Liberty Branch Library. So stay tuned for the second half of the show when we talk a little bit about all of the things happening at the Liberty Branch Library.
So many things. It's been such a great year.
It has
Thank
been.
You all for coming and joining in with us. We've enjoyed all of your walking through the door with your jaws dropped. You made us all feel so good.
I know. It's just been a year of warmth. And it's super fun right now because, you know, here we are, March 8th, and a year ago we were walking through the building. I was taking so many pictures of things, and, you know, we were getting all the different things ready, and now they're all popping up in my memories.
Yes.
1 year ago today, you know, all those memories that, you know, social media likes to remind you about, whether you want it to or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we're going to go ahead and start with some books this morning.
Yes, we are.
Molly, gosh, I love your shirt, too, this morning. If you aren't watching on Facebook right now, she has the My Job is Books from Barbie.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Because today is the eve of Geek Fest.
Uh-huh.
And I love Geek Fest because I have many, many geeky outlets in my life. Many people probably don't know that I grew up with, well, you do. I tell you everything
I mean,
about
I know,
my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I was the baby of three sisters, and we actually had a Barbie room.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because my sister Julie and I shared a room for like half of our life.
Oh, so you could have had a separate room, but
and
instead,
eventually it was turned into Julie's room
one
in the basement.
Dedicated
it had
to Barbies.
Deep shag carpet.
Yeah.
And I have the most fond memories of my sister Julie and I sitting and watching Cindy build the Barbie house out of, and Cindy's the oldest, out of Dad's legal boxes.
Oh, nice.
We put in the furniture. Cindy put in the furniture. Cindy told us the story. Julie sometimes got to interact, but really, it's just a lot of joy. And then losing your Barbie shoes in the shag carpet or the little spoons for their little yogurt.
Right. I was like, you're never getting those back.
No. And so on the eve of Geek Fest and knowing there's going to be a photo op, there's going to be a Barbie box photo op.
That was my love, my passion project for this year's Geek Fest is there's up on the second floor, which it's the one time a year that we open up the second floor to the general public. Back towards the rear of that area, we have a couple photo ops, and one of them is a life-size Barbie box. So you can hop inside and you can take your picture as Career Barbie or Beach Barbie or whatever Barbie you're cosplaying as.
And also to celebrate Geek Fest, my book today, Uber Geeky.
Tell me.
I am so excited. Uber Geeky and Darling. So I was thinking, okay, we got Geek Fest coming up. What should I read for the community? And I found a manga. So for any of you who haven't heard of manga, which right now probably most of you have, it's Japanese comic books, really.
Yeah.
And you read them from the back to the front. Well, I checked one out of Hoopla.
Yay.
And I have just absolutely fallen in love. I kind of want to get the second one and read it tonight.
Good.
It's a quick read. Only took me about 2 hours. And it's called Keep Your Hands Off Izukan. E-I-Z-O-U-K-E-N, for anybody looking, by Sumuto Uwara. And I do apologize for mispronouncing that. The book is Darling. It's three students. One of them has two famous parents who act in anime, and they have told her she absolutely can't be involved with anime, but she loves to draw it.
What?
Another student who loves drawing the backgrounds of anime. She loves sort of creating the base part of the story. And another who's just like a natural leader. The three of them decide we need to create our own anime club, but we can't. So they decide they're going to create a film club that really is an anime club.
A film club.
They find a teacher who's going to support them.
Uh-huh.
But what I love about this book is it's all about their creative endeavors to make anime. It is their attempts to make something that is just their passion project, and they live in their pretend world. Mm-hmm. So when they start drawing tanks and different things, they don't even have a story, by the way. They're just having fun drawing and seeing how the pictures move. And they get fascinated by how would a windmill be drawn? How can you make it look like the wind is coming from a certain direction?
Ooh.
It's not a heavy book. This is not going to be complicated. Anybody who loves anime is just going to get into it with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's three teenage girls with a passion who have to prove and try to get funding for their anime club from the school, the dreaded school council.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And they are dreaded and difficult.
Really?
At the same time, though, the school's giving them opportunities. They give them a shack that one of them falls off the first floor to the second floor on.
Seems unsafe.
They make some money from it, though. There was a video. I mean, it's just, I feel like it was, you know, I don't think a teen wrote it, but it could have been written by a teen.
Yeah.
It was imagination. If you're looking for something, no violence, no relationships, just a fun read,
mm-hmm.
get lost in a manga world for a couple hours, absolutely grab this book. It is wonderful. I forget how much I just do enjoy a good manga. Pictures and text work so well together. So have to suggest. And on Hoopla, you can just check that one right on out.
Yep.
So if you want to get yourself geared up for Geek Fest,
and you
a couple
said
hours.
You read it. Yeah, you read it in just a couple hours.
Yep.
So keep your hands off Izukin.
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 Unfortunately, it's not an audio, so I think that's how it's said.
Right.
But thank you for spelling that.
Right. And then the author again
is Sumito Uwara. So that's Owara.
I had none of that right, so I'll get that at the break.
I will give it to you at the break.
When we put the podcast up, I always try and have the book titles available, so that's why I take notes during our talk, and I had that completely wrong.
Yes, and I was not helping you because I am very phonetic everything, and I don't think I am using the right phonetic alphabet.
It's all right. We'll figure it out. Well, I am wrapping up, so I can officially say it now, but you might have gotten some clues over the past few months and weeks, is that I listen to audiobooks based on a particular genre about once a year for the Audi Awards. And my theme this year was middle grade books. And so you heard me talking a lot about like listening to the middle grade books with my girls in the car with me, which I loved. And I'm going to continue on. Actually, there are several that have kind of fallen into my lap that I'm like, oh, that'll be another good one. So I think this is a trend I'm going to continue. But this is the last one that I listened to in my award listening this year. And it was called Simon Sort of Says by Erin Bow. And that's spelled B-O-W, Erin Bow. And the female pronunciation, or the spelling of Erin, E-R-I-N. And so Simon Sort of Says is a story about, I'm going to pull up my notes because I don't want to get this wrong. It's really great. So his name is Simon O'Keefe, and there are a lot of similar themes that you find in, you know, young and middle grade books, you know,
mm-hmm.
a move and adjusting to a new place, a new set of friends, maybe some sort of like mild trauma, the loss of a dog or something like that, maybe some larger trauma or something like that. And so what happened with Simon is he had to move,
mm-hmm.
and you get some of the story about why he had to move. So basically, his dad is a preacher, his
mm-hmm.
mom is a scientist, and they have some funny stories from where they used to live. the funny stories should be like, his dad accidentally gave a squirrel a holy sacrament. You know, that's not something that probably is looked highly upon. Or there was an alpaca disaster that went viral on YouTube. It was, you know, that his dad, let's see, oh, there was supposed to be a blessing of the animals at church one Sunday, and the sign should have said that, you know, please just dogs and cats or domesticated animals. But, you know, people brought all the animals from their farms. And so they brought the alpaca and they brought the hawk and they brought the bunny, and disaster struck out.
You know what? I love alpaca disaster, though. I'm in.
Exactly.
I'm in.
Yeah. So, you know, these are the sorts of things that Simon, you know, wants to be known for. He goes to his new school, and it just happens to be in the National Quiet Zone. This is a real place. It's the only place in America. Well, I will say, I don't know if it's actually a real place, but there are places like this where there's
I
just
look that up now.
Yeah, thank you. fact check me. Live fact checking.
Yeah. Librarian.
The National Quiet Zone. It's in this book, it's the only place in America where the internet is banned. And it's because of two different things. It doesn't have cell service. It's in the middle of nowhere. And it's also where astronomers are like, they want to have no wavelength interruption, no light interruption, no pollution or anything like that. Gage, you might even know about this with your love of all things space.
Maybe.
And so he goes to the National Quiet Zone, and it's like, this is wonderful. This is everything that he wants, because nobody can find out these embarrassing things about him on YouTube or anything like that.
Is it West Virginia?
No, this one feels like it's more like Texas-y.
There is one in West Virginia.
Okay.
I think it's a radio thing, though, versus being a, you know, whole area.
Uh-huh.
But they have it in both Green Bank, West Virginia, and Sugar Grove Station, Sugar Grove, West Virginia.
I'm thinking about that, the tallest mountain in the Big Island of Hawaii.
Oh.
What's that one called?
I don't know
on the top of my head, but
I feel like you put me on another research project. Come on,
more fact checking.
Yeah, but that one, like, I mean, there's no light pollution because there's barely any cities on the Big Island, and then you're closer to the sky.
Yes, and observatories really need that space. That's Maui Kea in Hawaii, 33,000 feet. Okay,
Maui Kea.
So many facts.
Am I proving this to everyone show, I am a librarian?
I was like, this
today.
Show just got the nerdiest it's ever been. Well, unfortunately, the story, it starts very lighthearted. It starts very fun. They're adjusting to their new place. He's getting to know all these kids, loving the fact that there's no internet. And then telling the people the story of his dad and the alpaca disasters and his mom, the astronomer and researcher. And then the kids actually, one of the kids goes out of town, looks up Simon and finds out what actually happened. And the story of what actually happened is that Simon was a victim in, I don't know how to phrase this properly. He wasn't a victim, but he was a victim in a school shooting. He was the only survivor in a school shooting. He was in a classroom. The classroom barricaded themselves in one area, and the person who came in to do what they wanted to do, Simon survived. And so he just wanted to escape it, and that was why his family moved. And so it takes a really heavy turn. But I will say, if you have heard me talk about Jeff Zentner, if you have heard me talk about any of these other authors who just have this magical, miraculous gift of taking the heaviest subject that you can possibly think of, and you are ugly crying in one paragraph. And
so
then
I shouldn't probably drive while listening to this.
No, I did.
And it was, I've had to pull over before because
I did. Yeah.
Warning, if you can't see through your own tears, pull your car off the side of the road. Mm-hmm. Please don't blame the library for your ticket
driving
or accidents.
Hazard. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I texted Jeff because, you know, he's come to visit us. And so we talk a little bit on Instagram and things like that. And I was like, Jeff, oh, my gosh, this book reminded me so much of you. And he was like, I'm a big fan. I've heard only the most amazing things. Mm-hmm. And it has this capability. I was ugly crying one second, laughing the next second, literally. And it touches on it in a really nice way. It's beautiful. It's hard to say that about a book that has such a heavy topic, but you want to read it. You want to read it for the characters. You want to read it for the plot. You want to read it for just all of these different things. So it's called Simon Sort of Says by Aaron Bowe.
That sounds like that's the kind of book you just get into.
One of the things that is the funniest. So the I'll give you just this little taste of like one of my laugh cry moments was it is the 1 year anniversary of this disaster. And he is staying home from school that day and he's just laying under his bed. He's just a puddle of emotions. Oh my gosh. And his family, his mom and dad, like they're very supportive. They come and they lay under the bed with him. But the place that they've moved into, the property, it came with a peacock. And the peacock's name is Pretty Stabby. and Pretty Stabby is outside having a fit. And if you know peacock noises, it's outside having a fit. And they're trying to have this emotional moment under the bed. And I'm a puddle of disaster listening to this emotional moment. And they are like, can someone please go do something about that peacock? And so the dad goes outside and all of a sudden you don't hear the peacock anymore. And the dad comes back inside and is like dusting his hands off. And the mom is like, Jim, you didn't. And he's like, don't worry. He's just in the barn. And so it was just it's a brilliant juxtaposition of emotions and exactly when you need it.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Pretty Stabby the Peacock makes a really nice appearance in that book. All right, well, with that, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about the Liberty Branch Library's first birthday coming up on The Other Half. Stay tuned. Well, thank you, Gage. We are back. It's Nicole, it's Molly, and it's Bunny.
And hey, Bunny, it's so nice to have you on the radio today.
Oh, Bunny says thank you and that she's really happy to be here.
And if you're just jumping on the radio, Bunny is a guest that Nicole brought that is her daughter Wynn's little stuffed bunny.
This is her lovey, and Wynn has school off today, and she really wanted Bunny to make an appearance on radio. Oh, and Bunny says hi, Wynn. So,
yes.
And Willow, too. And Daddy. She really loves everyone in the Fowles family.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. Okay, so Bunny's going to be here for the radio, so we're very happy to have her. Well, we are talking about the coming up, the near 1 year anniversary of the Liberty Branch.
I can't believe
Library.
It's been a year. It's been, you know, wonderful things go fast.
Yeah.
And when you have a staff like we have over there, I mean, the building is gorgeous. I love it. It's everything I dreamed of. But buildings don't work without the people. Mm-hmm. And let's just shout out to that Liberty team that have just made that place what it is.
The pages every day with all the books coming
all
on and
the
off
books.
The shelves. The circulation staff every day answering all the questions, being that very first front line of people coming into the branch, and they get to see the faces of people when they first walk
and they
into
love
that branch
them.
Going, wow. You know, isn't that such a cool spot?
It is such a cool spot. And they have just really fallen in love with our community.
Yeah.
And it's just been amazing to watch it.
Are you services, librarians, and specialists doing the story times? Our adult services specialist and story times doing, or story times, services and specialists and librarians doing their book clubs, doing their programs. I mean, like, that community has come together so nicely. And what a phenomenal, like, leadership team we have.
Absolutely.
With the branch managers there. And then just everybody else who's, like, in and around that building all the time. We got facilities who's making it happen.
Yep. You know, and it's just, we can talk about the physical library, which we will, because it is also amazing. Uh-huh. But, you know, those books got on the shelves because those people put them there.
They did.
And they've moved them to try to make them easier at times. Everything that happens, they're thinking of you.
Yeah.
So can't wait to have you all in. Can't talk about that building without that team, though.
That's right. Well, one of the things that the team has planned is they are doing a story time that is a first birthday story time.
Yes.
So that's going to be on March 18th. It's in the evening. That's a Monday night. It's at 5:30. And they are just going to, it's going to be like a little birthday party.
They get to celebrate.
Yeah.
You know, make sure to tell them happy birthday, too, because this is a big day for them.
Yeah. How do you say happy birthday to a branch? Well, they're going to tell you how. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. There's another fun thing happening that night, too. Our friends of the library have something cooking.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
I'm planning to be there. So, you know, come join us.
5 o'clock at the, so we're going to be have a quick overlap, basically.
Yes.
5 o'clock. Our friends are, if you haven't been to the branch in the past like month or two, right across from where our circulation desk is, there is a gorgeous artwork on the wall that was made by local artist Mac Worthington.
Yes.
And our friends did that as a tribute to the folks who put in all the money to get that maker studio at the Liberty Branch Library up and running.
And if you're one of the donors listening, we can't thank you enough for what you've done, because the community loves it.
Yeah. It is. I mean, there are so many things that we can talk about within this branch, but one of the things that we did is we invested in a second maker studio.
Absolutely.
And that maker studio is just used constantly.
I mean, to the point that we realized we needed to get more support in there.
Yeah.
So both of our maker studios, we actually do want to tell you about a couple days they're going to be closed.
Yeah. So the week of March 18th through 22nd, which is coming up in just like, you know, a week and a day, you know. We're going to be closed because
we're training new staff so that we can make sure that we have less closures in the future, that we're able to really, you know, add more to that service. And come on, you all are coming in a lot. We need more people to help you because you are all so creative here in Delaware.
And I don't think that gets enough, like, notice. But the two maker studios that we have, while they do have limited hours, that's because only two people are really the ones like putting in the grunt work every single day.
And
in
man,
those
have they put in the grunt work. And they've learned all those machines. So whether you need help with embroidery or changing those, you know, VHSs into DVDs or MP3s. There's somebody there. I don't know if MP3 works. Let's just keep going.
Sure.
It's technology stuffs. But, you know, they're there to help you. If you want to make a fun mug for your best friend's birthday and you've got to use a laser engraver, like, I'm not going to show you that because there will be fire. And Brian, it probably won't be pretty.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. So this team of two, which is under our IT department and has, you know, several other supporters within the IT department as well, whenever they need to step in and help. You know, they're adding two more. So the Maker Studio at all locations will be closed March 18th through the 22nd. The classes that are scheduled for the 20th are still happening.
Yes.
Because they still need to happen. You know, the community still needs to
know.
And
it's a great training opportunity, too.
And the folks who are training will learn how to do classes, too. Mm-hmm. So Liberty Branch, we've got lots of fun things coming up. We've got the birthday party. The official first anniversary is March 26th. But as we mentioned, this story time and this donor wall kind of like little unveiling gathering is all happening on March 18th. The donor wall unveiling will be at 5 o'clock. The story time will be at 5:30. I wanted to give a shout out because Gage, he's showing us his bird cams like all the time. We're doing a introduction to birding program. It's coming up in like over a month, but you're going to want it on your calendar.
And I feel like you can prepare yourself by following Gage's bird cams.
Yeah, so... Gage, how do we find your bird cams?
You just go to YouTube and look up bird cam Powell, Ohio, and it should be the first result.
Look at that.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to have to watch it and ask you what... My dad, when he died, a rube bird showed up. None of us had ever seen this bird before. And now I call it the rube bird, which was my dad's nickname. Uh-huh. I need someone to tell me what the actual bird's name is.
Gage can help.
Well, you know, I actually have a book at home that tells me all the birds of Ohio. So if you ask me, hey, what bird is that? And if I don't know, I just open my book and go, it looks like this.
You know, Gage, I'm going to be bringing you a picture of whatever the rube bird is.
Well, then I got to bring that bird book in.
Get ready. You're going to be the librarian next.
Yay. Oh, guys, we've come full circle today.
<I know. laughs>
All right. Well, that introduction to birding is Thursday, April 25th at 5:30, but we've got plenty on the calendar. Visit us at www.delawarelibrary.org and you can see everything that's happening. Come say thank you. Say happy birthday to the folks at the Liberty Branch Library. And until next week, we will see you in the stacks.